Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. I know, I say it all the time, but I do it for a reason. Because it is the only way we win. I need you to engage. I need you to get involved. I need you to have a clue. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I got a whole bunch I want to get through. And I'm really kind of tired of, again, most of you backing down, backing away from being called racist when you're not, being called homophobes when you're not. You can't let them do this to you. You cannot let them get away with this. It's not good. Hey, it's not healthy. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. All right. Let's hit some of the more crazy stories of the day. It's just amazing. A Texas Tech punishes a coach that the Bible is, like, really offensive. Now, think about it. This is Texas. Well, you would never believe that this stuff would happen. Ever. But it is. Texas Tech baseball coach Mark Adams has been suspended over what the university says was an inappropriate, unacceptable, racially insensitive comment made to a player. Coach Adams disputed the university's version of events, saying it was a private conversation with a player. The coach referenced a Bible verse about how there's always a master and always a servant. That's true. Why is that? Well, you know what it is. If you're saying that the Democrats are your master and you're the servant, that's fine. That's okay. That's totally acceptable. He went on to say, I was quoting a scripture, and it was private conversation about coaching and when you have a job and being coachable. Well, first of all, when you have a job, you are a slave. You're a slave to the boss. I've had jobs in the past. You're a slave to the boss. You do what he tells you to do. You do what you're hired to do or see you later. I think that's a form of slavery. On Friday, Director of Athletics Kirby Hokut was made aware of an incident regarding the coaching session between Adams and a member of the men's basketball team. Adams was encouraging the student athlete to be more receptive to coaching and reference Bible verses about workers, teachers, parents, and slaves serving their masters. Adams immediately addressed this with the team and apologized. Now, upon learning about the incident, Holcomb addressed this matter with Adams and issued him a written reprimand. Now, after that, Holcomb made the decision to suspend Adams. He wanted to conduct a more thorough investigation. of my coaches said it bothered the player, Adams said. I explained to them I didn't apologize. Coach Adams is in his second season with the Red Raiders. Not sure if Texas Tech has really thought this through. Their argument is that the Holy Bible, ready? Texas. That the Holy Bible, God's word, is racially offensive. God bless. Just amazing. Good luck with that time. I mean, really. I don't know how how is it racially offensive? Somebody would have to actually lay out the racially offensive lines. You know, what's next? Are they going to try to force someone to go through the Bible and take out all the racially offensive, all the offensive terms? Right? Seriously. I love this stuff. Because it makes absolutely no sense. So, now you've got, I love this, this is even better. Okay, now in 200 years from today, if we're still here, you're going to have these scholars and people here in this country looking at what it was like in America, in the U.S., in the 2020s. Well, the Smithsonian now has proposed an American Women's History Museum. In the History Museum, there'll be biological men. Can you imagine what they're going to be thinking of us in 200 years? The museum's interim director, Lisa Sasaki, she wants to be inclusive. Right. There's that word again. There's that word that says everybody, makes everybody stupid. Yeah, you heard me. Makes everybody stupid. You can be inclusive. Look, I don't want a blind man flying a plane. I know that's not inclusive, but what do you want from me? Right? I don't want somebody with no arms flying a commercial airliner. I know that's not inclusive, but hey, what do you want from me? Right? I'm sorry. I mean, there are just things that don't work. We have a job to build a museum. What's going to serve the public for the very, 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 very long time, Saki said. If your desire is to be inclusive, this is what I keep saying. You really want to go down that road? Then do a transgender arm of the museum. I don't know. But I think women fought so long for rights. And here you go, just slamming them. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we fix everything. You get involved, then you engage, and you make sure you have a clue when you do it. All right, back at it again. You know, it's amazing to me. So you're talking about the Smithsonian. This is a place we're supposed to trust. Again, as I said, 200 years from today, you know that these people, scientists, real people who really care about the reality of what's happening around us, they're going to sit there and go, what were these people thinking? What was wrong with them? I was just during the break. I've been talking about detransitioning the detransitioning sites of people. And for the longest time, you've been seeing a lot of posts about detransitioning. And they've almost come to a halt. Now, I'm not going to say that they've been squelched, if you would, as much as I'm going to say that they're petrified to say anything. Because when you see the crap coming down on these kids, they're mostly kids, they're young people. When you see the garbage coming down there for what they say happened to them and why they're detransitioning and how upset they are now because they can't have kids. They no longer have boobs. They've had the males have certain parts of pieces cut off. I mean, seriously. It's wrong. It's so wrong on so many levels. Despite not having any officially approved location for the new museum, the Smithsonian already has online features for future exhibits. One of the monitors, Sylvia Rivera, a man who identifies as a woman and confounded a militant group called a Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries, or STAR. Sasaki defended features, biological men in exhibits because she says trans women are facing increasing violence and harassment. Now, they keep throwing these numbers out there. They keep saying trans suicides are high numbers. Yeah, well, you know, I talk to experts, too. Not totally true. Matter of fact, what real truth behind the transgenderism is that it's almost the same exact number from people that are depressed, have suicidal ideology before the operation and after. Because the depression is not dealt with. The mental issues are not dealt with. The issues that are causing the problem, and it is a problem. It is a mental condition. And you're willing to submit your kids to that. Anyway, she added that the museum would not present a singular narrative on what it means to be a woman. No, of course not. Think about it. You ladies fought for all those years. You fought for so many things. And look how quickly it got yanked away from you, and it's from the loons. The loons that you want to so much line up with. The museum has already received some $55 million in pledged donations, some of which came from very high-profile donors. Some of them include billionaire Bill Gates, ex-wife Melinda French Gates, Walmart heiress Alice Walton, boy, her dad must be spinning in his grave, and designer Tory Burch. Right? Just amazing. Together we'll create a museum that celebrates the women who have helped build this country. The donations. You know, here's the thing. I have no problem with actually supporting the women who built this country. And there were many of them. Women played a major pivotal part to building this country. And I know some people say, well, so did trans women. They were just too afraid to say anything. Well, that's just, okay. How do you help the detransitioning women today? Why are you pounding on them? Why are you making them feel bad about saying, this isn't working, this doesn't work? This didn't fix anything for me. Christian High School girls basketball team. Now, again, these are the ones you should be holding up. You should be holding in high esteem. Right? Christian High School girls basketball team from Vermont withdrew from the state tournament because its first-round opponent had a transgender player on its roster. Right? Basketball team with a male. Greater upper body strength. This is just amazing. The Mid-Vermont Christian School in Hartford was scheduled to play at Long Trail School in Dorset, the first round of their Division IV playoff games. The school withdrew, citing fairness and safety of its players. See, I love that, too. They're calling out safety. Now, what's really funny is they were made fun of. What are you afraid of? What do you mean by safety? Well, he's a biological male. He's stronger. Right? And then you get these loons. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to use this terminology. These loons on the left, they will tell you they don't feel safe even conversing with a conservative. They feel afraid. Hello? One is physical harm. The other is not. You don't feel safe because why? You're afraid you're going to start yelling? You know, Chris Rock put it great today. When it comes to, you know, it's hurtful. Words are hurtful. He said it. For those of you who only think that words are hurtful, have never been punched in the face before. You've never been beat up for what you believe in. We believe that playing against an opponent with a biological male jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players. That's the head of the school. Good for her. Allowing biological males to participate in women's sports is a bad precedent. Well, it goes a step further. I mean, what did you fight for Title IX for? Why did you make a big stink? Why did we have to change Fields and spend millions of dollars to make Fields more female-friendly? And it wasn't because they're lesser, right? Fields are smaller. I mean, the differences. Because it's a difference in the female anatomy. It's a difference in this upper body strength, lower body strength. There's a difference in all of that stuff. Muscle mass, bone density. That doesn't change after you have parts and pieces chopped off or added, does it? Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Crews are stepping up rescue efforts in Southern California after another winter storm slammed the region. Some mountain residents in San Bernardino County remain trapped under several feet of snow. This man hauling rescue equipment up a closed road to help.
Get the dog's food, her food. Of course, I got about 100 pounds of stuff to take.
and tools because she's got an electrical problem I got to handle.
One local resident said many of her neighbors are stranded without food, medications, or other basic necessities. Former Vice President Mike Pence is asking a judge to block a federal grand jury subpoena for his testimony about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol in 2021. CNN reports his legal team filed the motion late last week. It argues that Pence is protected by a clause in the Constitution. The former VP previously signaled that he planned to resist the subpoena, saying it was unconstitutional and unprecedented. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
Yeah, but not much.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. Joe Masina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, spending with me on the air. So what do you think, guys, in the chat room? You think the right thing, wrong thing? The Christian girls? Christian, and look, take the Christian out of it. It doesn't have to be here. Not for this particular story. Because a girls' basketball refuses to face a team with a trans player. They're worried about their safety. Right? They're worried about the safety of their players. Because you got like a gorilla, basically, you know, on the other team. Somebody who's much stronger. Doesn't seem to bother anybody. Long Trail School had no issues regarding the transgender player during its 20-game regular season schedule, according to the Valley News. The forfeit allowed the Long Trail to advance to the quarterfinals for a loss 45-26 on Friday. So they're complaining that during the regular season they played them. Right? Now, I've received calls from schools asking for best practices and how to go forward. Knowing that they were going to play a team with a transgender female on it, we just supported our stance and our best practices through our industry statements. Listen, you have to protect the girls. I don't mean like you have to protect the girls because they're girls. Not what I mean at all. You have to protect the girls because, remember, it used to be the federal government did that. The federal government protected the girls by coming up with Title IX, by protecting them in many ways. Not anymore. Yeah, I could care less. They could care less, I should say. Right? You know, they receive these calls for best practices. And we just, you got to support the girls' stance. If the girls don't want to do it, if they feel unsafe, if they feel like there could be a problem, it's a big deal. Right? And these governors, I mean, I can't wait till this stuff gets to the Supreme Court eventually. It shouldn't have to get there. This should not be a problem. You know, if you look at the realities behind the upper body strength, lower body strength, the differences in the and the two genders. And I don't want to hear how gender is a social construct because, again, there are issues, there are medical issues that are very specific to females, very specific to males. Different diseases affect them differently. You changing body parts doesn't fix that. Come on, think about it. Doesn't fix it at all, does it? Federal Appeals Court on Monday agreed to reconsider a lawsuit challenging a Connecticut policy allowing transgender students to compete in girls' sports, especially in high school. All the judges in New York-based Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will now hear the argument in the case, which had only been heard by a panel of three judges. The panel in December rejected claims by four cisgender female students that the policy deprived them of a win. And they're right. You cannot compete. They had sued the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, which oversees all high school sports in Connecticut, said it violated Title IX, a federal law designed to create equal opportunities for women in education. But what was the reason? Like, go back and find out what the reason was behind it. Why did they have to come up with Title IX? What was the deal? Right? I mean, seriously. They didn't just do it because they felt like doing it one day. The government had to put that in place so that the girls had a fair chance of playing, practicing. Anyway, it's just, again, just amazing. The 2020 lawsuit came amid a push by Republican-led states to bar transgender athletes from competing on teams. Circuit Judge Denny Chin, writing for the three-judge panel in September, said that the four plaintiffs did not show that they were deprived of opportunities. Right. Because all regularly competed in the state track championship, and on numerous occasions, came in first. All right, so they came in first. So what does that mean? Oh, maybe the transgender person was in that same race and didn't come in first, so that's okay. You know, it's amazing when you really sit down and look and see. See what they're up against, right? See what was going on. In other words, here you got some of these male players playing, whether it's volleyball or track or weightlifting or whatever it is. They're way back in the back of their team, right? They can't win anything if the other team doesn't show up. And yet, all of a sudden they get on a girls' team and they're number one, number two, number three. I don't even have to be a doctor to figure out, okay, there's something different here. Something new, something different. Don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's always amazing to me. And it's amazing to me that they can't see it. All right. I don't know. They get crazier and crazier as the days go on. So, videos are now being released. We're now starting to see some of these come forward from the J6 tapes. Ones that I am sure that they never wanted us to see. But apparently, one video shows the U.S. Capitol Police escorting the, you know, shaman, or the guy with the horns and all that. They were walking around peaceably, pointing at stuff, talking about stuff. One of the videos shows the so-called QAnon shaman being escorted throughout the Capitol building peacefully on January 6th. Jacob Chansley is serving 41 months in prison for the crime of being literally walked through the building on a personal, on what looked like was a personally guided tour. At no point did any police officer attempt to stop him or arrest him. He was decked out in a horned helmet, pure pelt draped across his shoulders. Remember him, the coating of red, white, and blue on his face? Now, the New York Times reported at the same time, or at the time, that Chansley was among the first 30 rioters to enter the Capitol quickly used a bullhorn to rile up the crowd, demanded lawmakers be brought out. Yet the videos show a totally different story. Oh my God. What are they going to do now? Nobody's going to see that. You know, you don't think that CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG are going to see any of those. Maybe Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger will take a few minutes to explain why the American people not only couldn't see those, but weren't going to see them. Nancy Pelosi was not going to show these to them. Why? No, really, why not? All the nation wanted, all we want is facts. All we want, you tell us what's going on. You show us what's going on. You give us facts, and we'll decide from there. What do you think? Right? And this is nothing more, again, you're going to see more and more of this. This is going to be more and more problematic for them. And I hope they show these on the hearings, and I don't care if it takes all year long. Right? I hope they show these. Because you're going to see this somehow, some way. You're going to see these on NPR. They're going to be scattered all over the place. You're not going to be able to duck them forever. And more and more and more people will see them. Right? I mean, what do you think? Oh. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. This is what I'm teaching you tonight. Get your information together. All right? That simple. Get your information together. When we come back, actually, I'm not going to tell you, we got so much going on. There's enough news out there to keep this going for, you know, keep a show like this going for 10 hours. That's how crazy some of this stuff is. And again, you know, and Tucker Carlson, he's been given the videos. I don't know why him as opposed to anybody else. But Tucker Carlson is showing even more and more of these videos out there. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, I sometimes I hang out on the California stuff too much sometimes. I got it. But the reason I do that is you need to understand this is coming your way. This is going to be coming down on your school boards, your water boards, your city councils. Right? And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And that's why you guys need to push, you need to work on the people that you're getting elected, if you would. Okay? Here in California, now, there's a lot of states in the union, and I mean a lot, that your education board is truly an education board. They're the ones that decide what goes on in your schools, what happens, what's being taught, that kind of thing. And when you look at this, in California, they don't want you to have a say. It's easy to prove. they don't want you to have a say. That simple. There's going to be a showdown coming for civil rights here in California. Instead of heeding the concerns of parents, administrators, teachers, and so forth, unions are stepping up their campaign to sideline parents. AB 1078, a bill introduced by the newly elected Assemblyman Corey Jackson out of Riverside, it would strip local school boards of their authority over curriculum. Isn't that great? AB 1078 would require school boards to receive approval from the State Board of Education before removing any instructional materials. The bill is a straight-out attack on parents. There's no way around it. There's no way to play this game any different, no matter what you say. Okay? I mean, this is... This is nuts. Flat-out nuts. There's no other way to put it. Come on, guys. You can see Joe, it doesn't help. Nothing we do changes anything. Doesn't help. No, actually it does. But you actually have to do something. I'm tired of hearing you guys say that no matter what we do, it doesn't change anything. I've seen changes in my local school board and boards around me. You can do it, but these onesie-twosies where you show up a couple times, no, it ain't right. And it's more than ain't right. You know, seriously, folks, if you're not willing to fight for your kids, who are you willing to fight for? And you may not even have any kids. You're fighting for somebody else's kids, but isn't that kind of what we're supposed to do? You know, as a trustee, am I just worried about my kids? No. I'm worried about all kids. I'm worried that parents and others aren't going to have the ability to make the decisions they need to make for all kids to be safe. It's just wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Right? Be involved. So if you don't take back your local school boards, your local water boards, your local city councils, you're just asking for it, really. You're asking for the trouble. You're asking for the aggravation. You truly are just, as I say, asking for it. I'm looking at this thinking to myself, the harder we push, it seems like the more we get set back, but that's really not true. We focus on singular things. They come at us like it's all coming out of a water hose. As I said, 150,000 miles an hour, it feels like most of the time. But it doesn't have to be. We can make a change. We can make a difference. Come together. Figure it out. Right? Strategize as to how to make it happen. How many people do you need at the school board meeting to change everything? To force them to make a difference, to make them uncomfortable. The Gateway Pundit has been reporting for quite some time now on the ERIC voting roll systems. It is used in about 30 different states. Now, the system originally was promoted as a tool to clean up voter rolls. Not really working out well, let me tell you. For example, Wisconsin, that's an ERIC state, E-R-I-C state. It has over 7 million registered voters in a state with less than 4 million eligible voters. How'd that work? The election leader, Sarah Witt, was hired by ERIC after performing such great work in Wisconsin. Obviously, ERIC is not working. The ERIC system is obsolete. It's inefficient, ineffective. That shouldn't be too hard to figure out. Just look at the numbers. Look at what's coming in. Look at what's being sent out. Now, ERIC system is now used in a dozen of the states, despite the fact that the voter rolls in those states are even more bloated with phantom voters than ever before. And the reality is until you guys get mad enough to vote the people out that won't fix this, then so be it. Now, the Gateway Pundit has been, let me see, where they've been doing this, yeah, well over a year. Now, since they've been bringing light to this, since they've been beating this out, thousands of people have stepped up and called the Secretary of State's office demanding to make a change, even to the point where here in Los Angeles, when some people got involved, there are now 1.2 million less voters on the rolls here in L.A. County because there was so much noise being made. Two more states have stepped away from using the system. Now, I love this. Jocelyn Benson from Michigan and Gabe Sterling from Georgia said, hey, this is a grave concern to Democrat lawmakers. These two liberal activists are concerned that several states are now taking a closer look at the failed system. Well, what are they worried about? No, really, what are they worried about? If it's cleaning this stuff up, making it so later on, you know, you have a good, oh, I shouldn't use these words, yeah, good clean election. Wow. You know, really, so you got, let me see, Missouri, Florida, and West Virginia are now out of Eric. Totally. I don't blame them. If you can't get real numbers, if you can't make this stuff work, if you can't get real numbers out of it, if you can't easily pull these figures together, there's something wrong. For several months, Missouri's been leading other states in an effort to reform the system by addressing the concerns, implementing changes. They claim they've worked hard over the last several years to implement procedures that will make Missouri elections better, voter rolls cleaner, bring greater trust. You know, voter compromise. Listen, on both sides of the aisle, people say voter confidence is down. Now, you might find on the left it's down for different reasons than it is on the right. But there's a reality here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So another person that may have been, I don't know, Clinton, maybe? I don't know. Just guessing here. It's, come on, you have to admit, some of this stuff is really freaky. And now it's happening on a biweekly basis. Another prominent D.C. lawyer who served in the Clinton and Obama administrations was killed with a private jet she was aboard, hit turbulence when flying over New England. The business jet carrying five passengers made an emergency landing at Bradley International Airport in Connecticut. Dana Hyde, 55, was rushed by ambulance to the hospital in Hartford, where she was pronounced dead. She served as a lawyer on the 9/11 commission, the FBI, and the National Transportation Safety Board. They're investigating the incident, so I'm sure we'll get a clean, full report. The report so far says that the woman who died at the business jet was aboard hit heavy turbulence while flying over New England was identified Monday as a prominent Beltway attorney who once served on the 9/11 commission. Dana Hyde's name was released by the Connecticut State Troopers, one of the agencies investigating this. Now, she lived in Cabin John, wow, that's an interesting name, Cabin John, Maryland, rushed by ambulance to St. Francis. Anyway, you know, it's just amazing. These things seem to be happening more and more often. And I'm not going to say they're real, or really is the Clintons. I'm just going to say, yeah, give it some thought. Jesus Revolution, my wife and I saw it yesterday. Whether you're a believer or a Christian or not, it's a great movie to see for a lot of reasons. One is you can see how people are influenced by your actions, what you do, what they see in your life. Right? Big deal. Yeah, take a minute. You don't have to go see a shoot-em-up bang-bang movie. You don't have to go see a sexually-oriented movie. You can just go see a good, wholesome movie about people that are just looking for the truth. So I'm seeing your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Come on back tomorrow. We've got a lot more I want to talk about.